That's what's so right about you. Mark Feldman, the head coach of the Lorraine Titans, is with us as he talks about his Lorraine Titans. And, Coach, let's talk about it. You've been with the Titans now for how many years have you been the head coach for the Titans?
44.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's been
See, Rocco told me 45. I said, no, 44. But
no, it's just been,
a while.
12, maybe.
Okay.
Since the new school.
Sure.
You know, but, you know.
But, again, you know, over the years and, you know, we had ups and downs and COVID and all that, and now obviously we're past that. And, you know, it's kind of where do you think your group is right now?
Well, you know, COVID, we were just, man, am I echoing? We were just, like, thrilled to play last year. And so, you know, we got a full season in, and it was just basketball again. So, the year before that, we had all that COVID. They were swabbing our noses, and we were the only school district that was doing all that. And I need to move on from that. I got to stop. But, our junior high group that year, we have three middle schools. Well, we only had nine kids in the whole district play basketball that year. And then five of them were eighth graders. So when that, and then one of those eighth graders went to EC. So we had four kids come to the high school last year, and they're all still playing. You know, they're all, like, in the JV. Three of them are playing varsity right now, so, you know. So, you know, but that was a – it's kind of set us back. And so we're still trying to recover from that, and we're on our way.
When I asked you for information on the girls' preview, you always say, you know, it's so early, we have tryouts Friday. So I got to ask you, as I look at this, how were your tryouts? How did it go?
Tryouts went well.
That's what I'm asking.
We have players, and they're ready to go.
Well, thanks for sharing with us.
So, what do you want to know? There's a little
more than that, Mark.
We got no move-ins, no 6'2 move-ins.
Would you care to share any names with us of who's
yes,
made
I
the team?
Yes, I would be glad to share.
Thank you,
names.
Coach.
Yes. We have on our varsity. I'm getting kind of like a kickback. I'm having trouble hearing. But on our varsity, we have I can't hear that. We have Jalen Carrington. And she's a junior, and we have Jada Morales is another junior. We have Amina Mustafa is a sophomore. Danny Witt or Simone Witt and Danny Witt. And I always get their names confused. They're both sophomores. And then we have a girl who didn't play last year. She's back with us. She was a junior last year, and she wasn't able to play, so she came back, and she's running our point for us and doing a good job. Delisha Prashinsky, she's been around for a while, so. And Janasia Nelson-Riley, Delisha Nixon, Kayla Mosley. So, you know, I'm always afraid I'm not going to mention everybody, but we've got a good group of returning players that know what they're doing and know our sets and know our defensive schemes and know what we want to do. And so, you know, we've been spending a lot of time on working on finish moves and shooting and getting the ball to the basket and scoring. So a lot of our time the first 2 weeks has been spent on drills, and, you know, we're just drilling them and killing them, trying to become better players because we've got all of our stuff in pretty much. So
now I know in the stuff that you sent Rob, I know you said – you didn't expect to be a very tall team this season. Is that still the case? And if so, how important is it to play quick and get up and down the floor when you don't have the height to slow down and bang inside?
So I know this is radio, but let me stand up for just a minute. Our biggest girl is my size. So, you know, I mean, she's
Coach Feldman's not that tall, folks. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that
Coach,
out there.
You, for all of our listeners that aren't here and have no idea how tall you are, would you like to explain
that? But Coach Feldman's a beast. So we have –
maybe they think you're 7'2".
Simone Witt, who went to state in the shot put this year. She's strong as an ox. I mean, she's 5'8", and neither one of you can handle her. She's just a really, really strong kid. And like we're in the weight room. I stay away from her because I'm always afraid, because she's done this to me a couple times. Like, she'll be doing her bench press, and she'll want me to jump in with her. And I'm like, no, I can't even do that. It's sad. I am 56, but, you know, but she's just a big, strong kid. So she makes up for that size with some of her brute strength. She's a big, strong kid. Janasia Nelson-Riley's 5'9", maybe at the most. And other than that, we're just got a bunch of just a bunch of little guards running around, you know. But you know, we'll still do all right.
Nelson Riley's a good player. Sorry, Rob. Oh,
she
you're fine. I remember seeing her mm-hmm. last year. She really stood out to me when she played. What's kind of the next step for her?
Yeah, she hits the boards real hard. She gets after it. She plays real hard. She's taken a leadership role this year because she's a senior. And you know, I think last year she was kind of afraid to, you know, say too much. And,
sure.
But now she's kind of taking that role on, telling kids to get their act together and, you know, pushing kids, motivating other kids. And she's not a bad shooter, but from 10 feet we have to beg her to shoot because she just
doesn't
want to
do
that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, she just wants to be that Dennis Rodman type of player, but she could be more if she wants to be. But, yeah, she's going to be one of our big players.
So, Coach, if you have a bunch of guards – and, you know, I would imagine you've got some quickness. I would imagine that you're going to want to maybe press the ball in that kind of a style. What kind of a style are you expecting to play this year?
Well, you know, I'm not real smart, so.
I've heard that.
You've heard that, you know.
I didn't say that. I've heard that.
You know, yeah, we're just going to get up and down.
Not arguing it, but.
You know, that's enough. You weren't supposed to continue. But, yeah, we're just going to get up and down. We're going to press. We're going to press for 84 feet. And, you know, we actually work on getting the ball out of the basket and going. I mean, we just want to go. We don't want anybody to be able to come down and just, you know, run their stuff against us. So we're up in your face most of the time. And you know, our motto is if you get beat off the dribble, you got friends that'll help you.
Sure.
So we don't worry about that too much. We just get right up in you. I heard the Avon coach
Maggie Ferrando.
Now Maggie used to play with Karen Hahn, who I coached years ago. That just shows how old I am. But yeah, I used to you know work with Maggie, and I used to go to Maggie and Karen's games. I know her dad Bob, and so you know Maggie was talking about how she want that style that they want to play. Well, you know we want to play that style too. I think a lot of people do, but you're not a lot of people can. And you know you've got to be in good shape, you've got to be committed to that style, and you can't like. And she knows because she's coached for 16 years now, which I was shocked. I can't believe Maggie's been doing it for 16 years. But she knows full well that when things don't go well, you got to stay with it. And you know that's one of the keys to anything. If you have a belief in something, you got to stay with it even when it's not going well.
So my last one for you, Coach. We just had Onyx Lopez on, your mm-hmm. former player, and she coached for you. Now, how cool is that?
Isn't she awesome?
But how cool is that you have a former player and somebody who coached with you who now you see taking over a program at Firelands? That's going to make you feel good.
I talked to Dave on the phone the night that he resigned or the day that he resigned. And he was like, and so time went on, a month or so goes on. And Onyx called me out of the blue one day and she says, Coach, I just got the Firelands job. She like called me like her dad said it was like half an hour after she got it. You know, she called me right away and. We talked for about a half an hour, and it was just really special. She's a great kid. She's going to do a great job. And I have to play against them. I have to play them this year. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to scout her more than anybody. I am going to be so – my girls are going to be so ready to play that night.
Coach, before we let you go, you know, just expectations on the season. I got to imagine this is one, again, some newness to it, some freshness, but one that I'm sure you're excited for.
Yeah, you know, Nakia Herman didn't play last year. She's a senior, and she's a track star. And then Delacia Prusinski didn't play last year. She came back for – so we've got two new old players. And so that, you know, gives us – it's
a little rejuvenation.
I think we're sneaky good. You know, I think in our conference – we'll be super competitive. You know, Warrensville's going to be a beast. Everybody knows this. They're going to be the team to beat, you know. And then Cleveland Heights is going to be better this year. And Shaker Heights has got some real length. And then I think us. And then, you know, hope all the rest of the Bedfords and the Maple Heights. And I hope they're not all listening tonight. But, you know, I think that's probably your top four. And we're going to be real competitive with that group. But, you know, we want to be good in that realm, but we also want to be able to play against the Avons and the Avon Lakes and those teams too. And we're a little different group of kids when it comes to playing those schools. You know, we play a little different style, and so but we play those teams out of conference, we have to be competitive or beat them because they're in our district. And so when all the coaches go to vote for the district stuff, if I lose to Avon, you know, that's going to hurt me. So I don't, you know, with the Southwest Conference teams, they all play each other, you know, and they go that in our district, they're all in our district, you know, but so we have to make the best out of those opportunities when we have them. And we'll be competitive in the conference, but we want to also be real competitive out of conference.
Good, good. Mark, thanks so much for taking the time to come over here. As always, we look forward to seeing you and the Lady Titans this year.
Thank you. It's great. Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. That's Mark Feldman. We've got one more commercial break to take.